rookie quarterback, what's that like facing?
Well, I really can't say he's not playing like a rookie. He looks good. He looks comfortable. They do a lot of things to kind of help him progress throughout the game. It's not like he's out there throwing the ball down the field all game. They got a great running game. So, I mean, he's got a pretty good supporting cast, and I think that helps him a lot. But he doesn't look like a rookie. He's not struggling like Troy Aikman did his rookie year, you know.
Seems to be the formula to have a rookie quarterback succeed is have a running game. Mm-hmm. It worked for Mark Sanchez last year.
Yep.
You've seen that time again. What do you see out of Steven Jackson still? I mean, it's year after year that he's...
A beast. He's a beast. Yeah, I mean, if there's one guy that we definitely got to know where he is at all times, that's him. And we can't let him get going. If he gets going, then we're in for a long day. And, you know, when you have a good running game and good defense, I mean, that also helps your quarterback, too.
Jeff said you got to get to him early. Maybe even behind the line of scrimmage, because once he gets into the second level, he's gone.
Yeah, I definitely don't want to see him come my way. But, you know, if I have to get him, I get him. But it's not one of those things you have good dreams about.
What is this like for you? I mean, in my term here, it's really never been, you know, you guys have always been in the playoff hunt pretty much down the last 2 weekends. Now at 3-7, you know, kind of what's it like for you guys right now?
Well, right now it's just, you know, taking care of what's in front of us. I mean, it's the same mentality every week. You just got to take care of what's in front of you. You can't get off of that, because once you start worrying about, you know, what your record is, that's when you play bad, because you're not thinking about what's in front of you. And I think if we keep everybody on that page, then, you know, we can still win some games.
John Lynch is going to be in the booth calling this game.
Yeah, just talk
to him.
Is that
going to be interesting for you at all? I mean, to see him, or what do you think that's going to be like for him from the other side?
I'm getting used to the fact of him being in the booth now. I've talked to him the last 2 years. He's done it, so yeah, I'm getting used to it. It's weird. It makes me feel a little older than guys I play with are sitting on sets now, and you know, and some of them are younger than me. But it's weird, but it's good to have him there, you know, because I don't think he's called one of our games this year, since I've been here.
You think if he has to be critical of you or of some of the other guys?
I don't expect him to say too many bad things. So.
Yeah.
I'm sure if he does, I'll hear about it. Yeah, I'm going to have to call him
up. How about you? Have you collected suits to get ready for your post-football career in TV broadcasting?
Well, no. I'll just let that come when it comes. I'm not really worried about that. I still got a lot of years left, so not worried about that right now.
At this point in the season, how can this defense kind of improve its consistency from week to week?
Just win. I mean, we got to get better, be more consistent. You know, stopping the run, giving up big plays. It seems like that's been our Achilles heel every week that, you know, hurts us in the games and causes us to lose if we don't stop the run or we're giving up big plays. And I think those are two things we got to be more consistent on.
When you have a veteran team, where does inconsistency come from? Is that mental breakdowns?
It's a lot of things. It's a combination of things. Mental, just recognizing what's coming at you and, you know, really making plays. And we just got to get better at all of them.
Josh said he expects Robert to be able to go this week. They tested it last week. Wasn't ready. What would having him back?
Well, he definitely gives us a lot of depth, because the guys that, you know, have filled in for him, Jason Hunter's done a pretty good job for us. So, you know, just to have Rob back, he was on his way pretty much, and hopefully he could pick up where he left off.
Jim, what have you seen out of a developing young receiver like Eric Decker?
Man, that was an off-base question. Well, one thing I like about him, he works hard. And, you know, I kind of hate to see him go on scout team sometimes because he runs so hard. And
Colorado.
Yeah, whatever. But I think the thing that impresses me the most is his special teams play, because a lot of receivers shy away from it. And he's a guy, he welcomes any challenge. Anything he's asked to do, he does it. And you know, he's grown up a lot this year. And, you know, I'm kind of proud of him for that.